You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
I love the idea of having a lottery tournament where teams are competing for draft picks, basically.
With Joshua Briscoe.
I would really watch that.
It would be more watched than whatever round of the playoffs it was going up against, as long as it wasn't the finals. I mean, like, let's say you got a boring Eastern and Western Conference final, but you've got Memphis versus New Orleans.
No, you're not including Phoenix in this. You're missing the team here.
Okay.
LeBron James Lakers going up against whoever.
Devin Booker.
Yeah, Devin Booker Suns for the rights to Zion.
Devin Booker has Suns already? I know. Sorry.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
That joke was so good and so old that it made Rudy do a spit take.
I forgot about
of his
that.
Cherry Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, good old Cherry Dr. Pepper.
By the way, my mom texted me twice, neither time about Joe McKnight.
I was about to say, was she reminding you?
No, but she did say she was glad that we mentioned that Facebook wasn't working because she wondered why it wasn't. I told her it's Beards' fault. And my little sister said she loves Cinnamon Coke. So there we go. We know she's gonna, I guess, be all about Fireball. I'm like. 10 years, 11 years? She's 10.
So
she makes it to 20.
Five.
I'm hoping she's better than me.
If you're still
listening, Mom, tell Chloe to go to bed. Because coming up next here, right now, on Almost Entirely Sports, is something we do every week, and it is profane. It's censored, but it's profane. And it's sad, and it's from Reddit, and all of those things may be redundant at this point. Every week, Beards goes through the subreddit of whatever NFL team has lost in the matchup between the Chiefs and whoever they're playing. Usually, the team they are going up against. This week, it was the Minnesota Vikings. Beards, can I get a quick evaluation of how Vikings fans were holding up as $84 million guaranteed dollars was losing to Matt Moore?
So, I did not get a chance at all to watch this game.
Chiefs won.
Because I was on my way back from Florida. I couldn't listen. We were in the car. I couldn't watch. So I went through the whole game thread without context. So here's what I learned. Bleep Mike Zimmer bleep the refs.
It's always the refs.
It's always
that wasn't
the
a big ref.
Here's
game.
The thing.
Always.
Here's
not
the
a
thing.
Big ref
Fan
game.
Bases, it doesn't matter. If you lose, it's always the refs. They're just always going to go after the refs.
And if
also bleep the Bears.
Here's the thing. And in a game.
Good. Okay.
Any game in which the refs overturn a pass interference call on your team, that should be like proof that they're not like out to get you.
No kidding.
Like they had an offensive pass interference overturn, which was the right call because he like literally did not touch the corner in any way, shape, or form. But they even got that overturned. That doesn't happen.
Nice for Rudy to do something good for the show today. We made a good point. If you missed the end of the last hour, I mean,
here's
good. Don't go back and listen
here's
to the podcast,
the
but we're going to.
If you're 1 for 3, that's Hall of Fame.
Yeah, radio's not baseball.
Close.
We attempt to make up the disaster that was the end of the last hour right now. Here's what Minnesota Vikings fans had to say during and following their loss to the Chiefs on the Minnesota Vikings subreddit.
And now, a list of things that Minnesota Vikings fans said on Reddit. Hey, look, another backup quarterback picked apart our defense. This is the Vikings. This is who they are. Comments. Classic Vikings game. Need to kill 150 seconds to get a W. How about all passing plays and a 3-and-out? Reply. If only we had capable backs that we could trust. Comments. I kind of wish Mahomes had played, because then if we'd have lost 41-24, it would have been at least more understandable. Losing to Matt Moore is just inexcusable if you're a playoff team, and our offense could do nothing against a pathetic defense like Kansas City's. Reply. Lost to Chase Daniels and Matt Moore. Would almost rather face starts and not get dad by backup quarterbacks. How are we going to lose to two backup quarterbacks with an elite defense? a high school teacher just beat the vaunted Mike Zimmer and the overrated Vikes D.
That's a Disney
embarrassing
movie right there.
Right, embarrassing team with a coach.
It really is.
Zim, I'm going to take this season personally. Let's Matt Moore scored 26. Third and one, let's give him 5 yards of cushion. Don't worry, guys. It's 3rd and 17, and it's definitely time for a running play. If only we'd have had a big gain to keep our last drive going. Oh, wait. We did. And the refs took it back. I'm conflicted. Obviously, Eagles. But also, Bears. That's an $84 million throw right there, people. The Minnesota Vikings are bad for my health. Can a kicker just miss against us? Like, ever?
Not Harrison Butker, baby.
Butker.com. Never game plan for Trubisky again.
Oh.
Quote, I think it's a penalty, but I agree that it shouldn't be overturned. What? Why does Aaron Rodgers take his State Farm agent everywhere? Is he that much of a nobody else will hang out with him? Why does it feel like every time the Vikings do anything really good, there's a flag? I really want to know if Stefanski is a b***y or if Zimmer just forces him to run that bull. Oh, just our f***ing luck. The guy can't make a 50-yarder the whole season until they play us. Go f*** yourself, Zimmer, you dumbass.
Jeez.
Hello. Zimmer, I guess. I am second half Vikings defense, and I have Google Fiber. This sub has more mood swings than my wife and all 5 daughters combined. This subreddit. Stefanski could be the next head coach. Also this up. Oh, Stefanski with the play calling again. I hate that the announcers the refs off for being consistent when they've just been consistently wrong the whole goddamn year. Oh, great job, Zimmer. Call a f***ing timeout and give them all the time in the world to set up the play that they want. The fact that people enjoy the Masked Singer, really. NFL really doesn't want Kansas City to drop another game. We earned this, L. F***ing earned it.
That's true.
Iced our own defense. Does nice the kicker. It's how they've called it is not an excuse for s***y officiating. Kirk carried us 5 games in a row, and fans can't stop slandering it. Good old subreddit. After the first drive, people wanted to trade Cousins for Andy Dalton. Did Zimmer just ice his own defense? One team made a good play and we didn't like it. Some sort of penalty. I'm 10 beers in and my heart is going to die. I hate close games, man. According to my calculations, we'd be ahead if we had made that extra point. This team, honestly. This is the most Vikings game ever. We've lost to Chase Daniels and Matt Moore. LOL. Man, I like Zim, but he's good for like 6 awful timeout calls a year. And now, the runner-up for things that Minnesota Vikings fans said on Reddit. Comments. Kirk is a wonderful player and human being. You would do well to treat him with respect. Even in tough times, he's a leader and a winner through and through. Remember that. Even during the lows, or you don't deserve him at his highs. And when he's high, he's high. Reply. I found Kirk's burner. And now, the winner of things that Minnesota Vikings fans said on Reddit. Andy Reid versus Mike Zimmer in a clock mismanagement showdown.
I appreciated the way that you said showdown.
Battle for the ages.
I remember something listening to that. It was about the State Farm agent thing. I don't know if you were gone. I don't know if I ever told you this at the
people
Chiefs
who
Packers
can't listen.
Game.
He pointed at Beards and he pointed at me.
Sorry, the Chiefs Packers game.
Yeah, he was there.
His agent. Well, yeah, the agent was there, and you could if you beat him in either cornhole or backspin, what you called it, you got a shirt.
Yeah.
Just with like Mahomes' face just all over.
They had an Aaron Rodgers fan. I saw a sponsored tweet. Yeah. That made me pissed. I wasn't out there because I would have worn either of them.
Yeah,
I love both of them.
Yeah, if you beat Gabe, I mean that's not the actor's name, but I think that's the agent's name.
Sounds right.
If you beat him at cornhole, which Shane called me a pervert for calling it that.
He did.
So that's fine. If you beat him at cornhole, you could win a shirt that has like, it's not like the quarterback's face. It was like an all over print.
Yeah.
With several. So did you, I wore an XL, you know
everywhere.
That. Is this when you showed me that you got me the shirt to make up for what you did to me last hour?
Amazon.com.
Someone, that's gotta be on eBay for sure. They're definitely reselling. It says State Farm on it.
I can get this on Prime. Free 2-day shipping. Patrick Mahomes face shirt.
I mean, I will be interested to
see. It came up.
Did it really?
It was one of the options. But no, I haven't found that specific shirt. It's just like, you know, like he's got no actual face.
No,
in
I
this,
need the State
shirt,
Farm.
But yeah.
I need to be a corporate shell.
Where's his actual face? Yeah.
That's
oh,
very good.
Wow. Wow.
Use your words.
Whoa.
Audio medium.
Whoa.
Screwed up face.
These are socks.
Ooh, socks with Patrick
with
Mahomes'
his
face all
and
over
it's
them.
It's different, and it's like game photo face.
So I didn't find a State Farm shirt. However, I found a Stat Farm Patrick Mahomes t-shirt, which is basically just, you know, the parody of State Farm.
That's pretty
good.
Because Patrick Mahomes is a Stat Farm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
I'm down with it.
The catchphrase, Mahomes production guaranteed. Not bad.
Terminator Outlast, real or fake?
That's gotta be. Oh, whoa.
Next year.
Whoa. Pullover hoodie.
Hoodie
with
Patrick
Mahomes'
face all
everywhere.
Everyone, we're giving you free
Christmas
ideas right now.
Just type, go to Amazon and use these exact words, Patrick Mahomes face shirt. You're good.
Beards, well, this is going to be in my search history forever now.
Beards, can I get some music, please? I'd like to play this Terminator game.
Yeah, hang on. Let me pull up something else that I made here. All right, you ready?
Yes. This is very Terminator-y.
Thank you.
Is this a real Terminator movie title or not? Terminator 2, not 2. That's Judgment Day. You guys know Terminator 2 probably. That when you would have guessed.
That's a long title.
Yeah.
It is
it's
a long.
Hard to fit on a poster.
Terminator Into the Abyss.
Could be a spinoff.
That's kind of what I was thinking too. It feels spinoff.
Also, there's one of those Patrick Mahomes face shirts, but it's a t-shirt. It's a hat.
Terminator Into the Abyss.
Spinoff,
not a real thing.
Ugh. It does sound like a spinoff, though, Beard. You were 100%
Terminator
right
Too Fast, Too Furious.
It's actually the next Fast and Furious movie that they're working on currently.
Terminator. I said Uprising earlier. Did you guys give me an answer on Uprising officially?
Didn't we say Uprising wasn't one?
I don't know. You guys didn't give me an official answer. I'd like to give him a
Terminator.
Because I Googled Uprising.
It's not. You're right. You Googled it.
Oh, also, that game that you said was coming out is a mobile game only.
Oh, is it a mobile game? Okay.
Yeah.
That's disappointing. I mean, maybe not. Maybe it's good.
Terminator. Rise of the Machines.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a movie. I remember this one. I think I saw this one.
Beards. Did Rudy see this movie?
Of course not. It's not real.
That one is real.
Yeah. I'm going to look up the actor now because I think you would know the actor Beards.
I'm going to give you Terminator Salvation.
Salvation's real.
I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Really? It is real.
Yeah.
Okay. Which one of these is real? It's a biblical theme here. Okay.
Okay.
Is the real movie Terminator Exodus or Terminator Genesis? One of those is a real film that came out in 2015.
I'm going to say Genesis.
Beards?
The sequel, Terminator Leviticus.
There's no Terminator Leviticus yet. It's only one of the
Terminator two. Numbers!
It's Terminator Deuteronomy is not on the board. Is it Terminator Genesis or Terminator Exodus, Beards?
It is Genesis because I kind of wanted to see it. And then the movie, again, the movie trailer, again, for the second time they've done this, spoiled the movie.
How do you spell
it? This is why I don't watch trailers.
You guys are right. Can you spell the word Genesis for me, please?
G-E-N-E-S-I-S.
Beards?
I know it's with a Y.
Oh.
We were looking for Terminator G-E-N-I-S-Y-S.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
That is
the pretentious spelling.
That's clever.
I mean, it's not.
That's clever.
Terminator Songs of Solomon. Coming soon.
A Terminator Apocalypse has to come in, right?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Terminator 2, Corinthians.
Terminator 2, Peter?
Terminator. They're both good books. I say Josh probably gets that.
I got
more
it.
Than you,
yeah, but. it was a reference to a thing. All right, last one. Terminator Endgame.
No, that's the end. That's the last one.
No, that's not actually it. Terminator. That, this is
Endgame comes out like when Arnold's about to go. That's the last one.
So here. How about this? This, I feel like this is, well, I'll tell you what this is in a minute. It's like for you to validate that this exists. We are expanding to the outer realms of the Terminator universe for this, right? Okay.
Yeah. Just like any product, any media, video games.
Terminator Avenge the Fallen.
Avenge the Fallen. Oh, it's such a, it's like Revenge of the Fallen, like a, but a bit.
Revenge of the Sith.
It's not Avengers Endgame, and it's not Terminator Revenge of the Sith or Terminator Revenge the Endgame.
But I feel
it's
like
none of
Revenge
those.
Of the Fallen like is like the end
Avenge,
of a movie title.
Avenge
that's what I'm saying.
The
that's why I hate it because like I'm pretty sure Revenge of the Fallen is one, and this is just Avenge the Fallen. It's like, yeah, well, that's real clever.
That feels like a very good like mobile title or something.
Like a mobile video game.
I love the idea of being a video game. Unfortunately, it is not. I made it up.
Ah.
But it is.
Good,
I did
though.
Sell it. Okay, last one.
Piers, that was really good, though, also at like knowing like what platform these would be for. Because like the mobile
that
video
feels
game
like
is
a mobile
really
game.
Good.
For like
sure.
An MMO thing.
Yeah. For sure. Terminator Genesis Halftime Show.
Well, that was real. And now it's not real. But if you go back in time, which the Terminator does do, it is real.
That is the correct
answer.
So it's
real.
That is the correct answer. Let's take a break. Whenever we come back, we need to update you on Almost Jolly Sports Fantasy Leagues, where eventually the last segment of the show will be about Pokemon. Also, I talked to Harrison Butker for like 2 minutes today. We'll see if we get to that. I don't know. The show's weird.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
No questions so far.
No questions so far. Nobody wants to ask me anything.
No one's watching.
Oh, goodness.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Okay, Terminator Impeachment Day from the text line.
I have a bunch of movies here that, according to one website, according to Collider,
are
upcoming sequels. I want you to tell me
which
of
these,
I've made a list, which of these is not getting a sequel in production right now, okay?
Okay. I like this.
A movie following this movie, okay, is not currently planned or in production. I'm going to blow your mind on a real one here. I'm betting on it. Beetlejuice, The Matrix, Chicken Run, The Passion of the Christ.
I hadn't thought about Chicken Run in years.
I had neither.
So one of these is or isn't?
One of these is not.
Is not.
These are happening for the most part. I need to tell me which one is not happening.
So, okay.
Beetlejuice, The Matrix.
It's happening.
Chicken Run.
Happening.
Passion of the Christ. Gladiator.
Okay.
And then Avatar 3.
Well, so here's the thing with Avatar.
Is there a plan for an Avatar 4? Is such what I'm asking.
Yes.
You,
oh,
as Avatar 1 is only coming.
There's a plan for Avatar 99.
I was gonna say there's like an Avatar like if you look on like the IMDb, like Avatar 6 is in like pre-production.
Let's go most to least believable. Obviously, they're planning on infinite Avatar movies, so that's clearly in.
Matrix. I know that they've announced that Keanu Reeves and all that.
Okay.
What's remaining now is pretty confident.
Beetlejuice 2.
The lowest one, I feel.
Gladiator 2.
That's the one there I'm like, there's no way.
The Passion of the Christ 2.
Which
so
is
there's
funny
a whole other book.
That was a whole bit that we did years ago.
There's a whole another book still to cover. Both good books, by the way.
You also, neither of you fell out of your chair at Chicken Run.
So here's the thing. I'm pretty confident I've seen this. Like, that this is a thing. So, like, I wasn't, like, I'm pretty confident that that's a thing. Like, that would be my third most confident.
I would just say that I would be immediately down to Gladiator and Chicken Run. Like, for me personally.
I don't need a Gladiator sequel.
Beetlejuice, like, that definitely feels like, I haven't heard anything about it, but that feels like this would be the time. Like, Michael Keaton's still, like, a big enough name, but he needs to do stuff.
He's had a resurgence.
Yeah. But, and it's like, we're doing sequels to movies that haven't, you know, we haven't done a sequel to in forever.
And don't need a sequel to.
Yeah. But it feels right.
Or they just reboot the movie.
Yeah. It feels right, though.
Now, we know what you're saying. But Maximus died at the end. How can a sequel be made? The industry reports that the second film will focus on Lucilla's son, Lucius.
Yeah.
Although Maximus isn't physically in the movie, there will still be sprinkles of his influence shown throughout the story.
Does that really count, though?
There are plans for a Gladiator sequel.
No.
Okay, so which was the one that
I'm Passion missing? Of the Christ, the Resurrection is in production.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So it yes, is Beetlejuice? Exactly, Rudy. Beetlejuice 2 is happening.
Oh. So
the
is it
Matrix
Chicken Run?
Is happening.
Yeah, so it's Chicken Run.
All of the Avatar movies are happening.
Yeah, like there's like 20 of them.
Psych! Chicken Run 2 is also happening. Those are all really happening. Why are they making Chicken Run 2 20 years after it came out in 2000?
Because the chicken's ready to run again.
Your memory may be a bit hazy, so I'll remind you that the first film focused on a group of chickens. The main characters, Rocky and Ginger, tried everything to escape. Spoiler alert for Chicken Run. Tried everything to escape the evil Mrs. Tweedy.
Spoiler alert in case you
haven't seen it
wanted
yet.
To see
who
this
is intent
movie.
On turning her farm into a chicken pot pie factory. It says, like most children's movies, it has a fairly dark plot. The sequel will follow the new Shaun the Sheep installment, set to be released in late 2019, although it has not been confirmed if members of the original cast will return to voice their characters in the sequel.
Man, this movie got a really high score on Rotten Tomatoes.
What did? Chicken Run?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember it being dark.
Yeah. No, yeah, it definitely was. Back in when we were growing up, kids' movies and just shows in general, like, there was a darkness to them. Just an inappropriateness.
So on that note, out at Chiefs today, I talked to Harrison Butker for like 2 minutes, and damn it if we're not going to get this sound played tonight. Chicken Run to Harrison Butker.
Who knows when we will have a show again.
Oh, we're going to do it. Yeah, we're going to go Chicken Run to Harrison Butker. Bleep you, we make the rules. Harrison Butker, if you haven't noticed, is on the I Won That Bleeping Game tour right now. He mm-hmm. talked after the game on Sunday. He talked again in the locker room today at Chiefs. And I actually, like, listen, a lot of the questions to the kicker. Right, tell you what, we're not going to play the full 8.5 minutes of audio that I have of Harrison Butker. Not Harrison's fault. Just, you know, not every single question to the kicker needs to be played, probably. Probably won't give you that full presser. But I asked him about what I think is the most interesting thing with kickers in the NFL right now is like, hey, Harrison Butker and Justin Tucker are automatic. Everyone else has a leg on fire and not in a good way. So I asked him about all the teams in the league who can't seem to find a reliable kicker and what he suspects is the biggest issue facing so much of the NFL in the kicking department.
You know, I don't know. I guess for me to answer that, I'd have to know what the guys that maybe are bouncing around or whatever are doing. But I think there's a fine line between a ball going through the uprights and not going through the uprights, you know, or like you kind of have a little luck on your side as well. Like sometimes you really need to make this kick, and if you don't, you might get cut. So, you know, I don't know, but I do try to find those things that what can make me 1% better than the rest of the kickers around, because everybody's a lot of college guys have these big, strong legs. They're really good kickers. You know, in the NFL, there's a lot of great kickers that aren't on teams right now. So it's just like, how do I find that edge, you know, to be one of the 32 guys?
For you, do you find the margins, the 1% and all of that being more physical or more mental or more figuring out the wind and all the different situations? Does one of those things show up more often for you?
For field goals, I think it is mental. I mean, kickoffs, I think it comes down to just physical ability to kick the ball. But, you know, a lot of times it's not a kicker's not getting cut because he doesn't have enough distance on his ball. You know, it's the accuracy, and I think a lot of that is the mental. You know, how do you prepare for the wind or the field conditions or whatever it may be? How do you prepare for that, and how do you prepare with your operation as well? Because there's a snap and a hold that goes into the kick. So there's a lot of factors, I guess.
I think that's kind of interesting, honestly, because that is something that so many teams have, like, legit failed to find the answer to. And, like, look, I've said this many times. You can give me the paycheck. I would not want to be an NFL kicker. Like, that seems miserable. And actually, later, I didn't cut the audio for tonight because I knew we wouldn't have a lot of time. But Nate Taylor asked about sort of, like, the loneliness of the position and how that's not really the case for Butker. But even he mentioned kind of, like, it's easier to be a part of the team whenever you're doing your job well. Yeah. Like, whenever you become the soccer player who can't get his job done, the dude who doesn't get hit, you know, obviously that creates some tension there. But I thought it was kind of interesting to get a real feel for what it is that he seems to have a real hold on that lots and lots and lots of other kickers don't at this point.
Yeah, if you can be a great kicker, like, it seems like a pretty good life and everything, but if you're just even average, like that, like, and even great kickers have those bad moments, but you know what I mean? Like, even
sure.
If you're average, like, that feels like they're just a lot of really lonely moments.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
Like, you're just, kicks are just gonna get missed, and it's the only time where you have a chance to contribute. You know, other players, like, you know, if Tyreek Hill drops a touchdown catch, like, he's going to have plenty
two
of
plays later, the ball's head direction
yeah.
again.
Like, that is it for you.
Now let's go to the Almost Entirely Sports Fantasy Sports Leagues.
Yeah.
I gave you lots of time, Beard, so.
There's a lot of music. It's getting pulled up. Don't worry.
You have to pull up all of it at once. Can you just give us a little bit?
No, no.
It's fine. We'll sit here in silence so you can, you know, until you.
We really did need those 50 minutes of music for this 8-minute segment.
In case you didn't know, Almost Entirely Sports has now two fantasy sports leagues, and this is your update for it. It's fantasy music. Get it, everybody?
We are mostly bad at all of them.
Hey, well, spoiler alert. Well.
I said mostly.
Spoiler alert.
Mostly.
We're basically just going to give you a standings update. We're not going to get into the nitty-gritty of everyone's team. I did overdraft Devin Booker, and I don't regret it because the Suns are unbelievable.
I may have traded a valuable player for Michael Porter Jr., who was barely played. That's fine. But it gave me a great team name.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Beards.
So currently in the NBA league that we have, we're 2 weeks in. Beards and I are playing each other right now. To give you the full standings right now is not necessarily important, but Beards and I are both 0-2. And
I'm at a whopping.
What is your team name now?
Porter's Brokeback Mountain.
Sorry, I asked. All three of us are 0-2.
Yeah.
Whereas,
Let's go over to the fantasy football league.
Here we go.
It's clear that I know the NFL much better than I know the NBA.
Yeah.
Obviously, Rudy, you're probably close.
You know more about football, but you
follow the NBA more closely for longer than I have. Beards is way NBA, so
I
clearly
follow
here,
more college basketball, which not that it, I know the players.
Sure. Well, it's obvious at this point. Beards has a huge advantage mm-hmm. coming into the basketball league and a huge disadvantage because this is your first time ever playing fantasy
yep.
football, right, Beards?
Yep.
So I'm 2-7. I did win last week against Geodude's Master Balls, which is it's a long story.
It was a good story, though.
It was.
Oh, God,
I will
into
say,
the league.
I am on
well, let me,
a
I'm gonna
hot
give you the standings.
Streak.
I'm going to give you the standings of the football league because we are deep enough into the season here. I'm just going to go top of each, bottom to top of each division. Banana Slugs Henderson, 2-7. Tim E. Sowers, 4-5. I Want to Eat a Jigglypuff, 4-5. Snell, yeah, that's Rudy, 5-4.
Respectable.
In the Western
I've
division.
Won 3 in a row. I'm picking up some heat.
Geodude's Master Balls, 6-3. American Taco Hardman, which I believe the full name of that was Patrick Mahomes Makes My American Taco, McCole Hardman.
It does. That is right.
6-3.
I'm impressed that you remember that.
It's very funny.
Yeah.
I've shown you that I forget a lot of things if you give me enough time.
Yes.
Not that. I remember that.
Man, I am one game back of a playoffs, of being at the head of the division. Man, I was 0-3 to start
true.
Off the year. I am on a hot streak.
At 6-3 in
Watch
that
out,
division
Bears.
As well, Team Bread. And then the team that got into the league by offering to bring in their dogs, Zeus and Hercules, their two wiener dogs, has not happened yet, but needs to at some point. They're currently leading the Western Division at 6-3 as well. Four teams at 6-3 over there, really just one game back.
Watch out, boys.
In the Eastern Division, I, football expert and NFL follower, I'm 2-7. I'm down there with Germ E. I'm down there with, I don't remember the Southern Pines Popsicle Twins. I don't remember what that is from, but they're also 2-7. The Eastern Conference is not great in this giant league. Opossum, 3-6. The Sad Boys Who Cry a Lot are 4-5.
They're crying a lot.
Tall Guys, who only was able to draft quarterbacks over, was it 6-4?
6-5, I think.
6-5? They're 6-3. Johnny Cueto's Genuine Dead Ponies are 7-2.
They're a little bit below their standards, though, at 6-3. That's true. You know.
That's pretty good. And then Standing Alone.
He has Joe Flacco on his team.
At the top of the Almost Entirely Sports Fantasy Football League.
Number one in scoring.
I assume somebody who's a huge NFL fan.
It would be Beards McFly's Ha Ha Chicken Strips. They're 7-2.
It's such a good name.
His avatar is a GIF. It's the Elmo Fire GIF. It's all very on brand, except for Beards being good at this.
I would also like to point out very quickly,
I'm fifth
in terms of points against. So,
Ryan
been playing hard schedule.
He's starting because Deshaun Watson's on a bye, but...
I picked Todd Gurley first, by the way, and he's been doo-doo.
He's carrying Jay Ajayi on his roster. He's not currently on a team.
And I'm still winning.
Austin.
He has Deshaun Hamilton, who is ranked 116th at wide receiver.
Listen, man, at the end of that draft.
It's a deep league.
At the end of that draft.
That's fair.
You and I were on the roster.
But, my team is, the back of my bench looks better than that, but he is just rolling everybody.
Dante Pettis is starting for wide receiver. He's not projected to score this week. He's not ranked. He's starting Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's winning the league.
I might start DK Metcalf.
Listen, I had Andy Dalton, but he got benched in real life.
in real life.
So I had to make a decision, and it was either him or, I don't know, starting Anthony Sherman at quarterback.
It's
so dumb. Beards, I'll give you 10 seconds to complain and explain about why your fantasy NBA team is so miserable right now, you NBA nerd.
Right now on my roster, I have 5 players with a big zero, big red O next to their name for out, and then John Collins, who's suspended for 25 games.
One of those was my
own choice, though. I picked Victor Oladipo knowing he was going to be out for a while.
Can I go next? I think I can explain mine very briefly.
Sure.
I may have drafted too many Denver Nuggets. May have. Yeah. Might have been a problem.
My fantasy football failures can be explained by my quarterback position, which is going between Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold.
Had Jimmy Garoppolo, but you got rid of him.
Traded him for Sammy Watkins.
How's that working out?
Actually pretty good.
Okay.
Actually pretty good.
Garoppolo hasn't been that much better. That is. Especially for you, because you are the quarterback guide. Your hatred of Daniel Jones, and yet you have Daniel Jones.
I had a strategy that's worked really well in my leagues that aren't 16 teams to wait on quarterback. Because,
can we still make trades? I got Matt Stafford.
No, I think trade deadline passed. Yeah.
Came to me sooner. I have Aaron Rodgers and Matt Stafford.
I like Aaron Rodgers. The difference between, the fourth quarterback and, eighth quarterback isn't usually enormous.
No.
So I'm good to wait around for quarterback 7 or 8. The problem is I got quarterback 25 and 29.
The problem is that gap between 10 and 35 was a little bit of a, it was tough.
It would almost feel wrong if we weren't bad at the leagues that we created to compete with the listeners of this show.
Here's the thing. Fantasy sports, it's a gamble. It's just all luck.
Yeah, that's what you'd be saying if you were 8-1 or 2-0.
I mean, Beards on a 2. I think that proves it's all luck.
No, Beards and Ryan Fitzpatrick. He just drafted the beard
Ryan
guy.
The Ryan Fitzmatch.
He just waited for Josh Rosen to get benched and unbenched and all of that 10 times over. He knew the Fitzmagic was coming. Speaking of magic, the Phoenix Suns. Oh, right, we have to take a break? Oh, it's disappointing. Do you want to take 2 minutes? Can you get us NBA and TNT music in the next 30 seconds, Beards?
Yes. Hang on.
You hear how excited he is talking about the NBA?
Oh, Beards. If it's for NBA, he'll get it.
Listen here, friends. Here's our NBA minute for the night, because we don't have a lot of time, and the next segment's really important to all of us. It's
so important.
It's really, the next segment's really, really important. We're going to have a better end of this hour than we did last hour.
It's going to affect my life in so many ways.
Beards, hit it!
Loaded just in time.
The three of us are fans of three different NBA teams. Beards is a Celtics fan because we don't talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
Because he and Bill Polian have a lot in common.
For sure.
Rudy is a Denver Nuggets fan because being delusional is fun.
Because I like my sports teams to break my heart.
Because he likes rooting for a team whose best player is the seventh best player of the Serbian national team. And wasn't even the best player to go in the 40s of the draft he went in.
Okay, come on.
Who else was it?
Jordan Clarkson, who has more finals appearances than Nikola Jokic.
He killed the mascot. He knocked Cardio Snow off the desk.
Cardio Snow made a louder thud than I was expecting.
Jordan Clarkson.
Because he's fat.
Jordan Clarkson has played like Nikola Jokic. He's in good shape, but he's a little flabby.
Okay, that's
a good athlete, but he's a little flabby.
Well, you know, good athlete might be strong.
He's a professional athlete, but a little flabby.
Yes.
Yeah, Jordan Clarkson's played more NBA games than Nikola Jokic has, and he went after Jokic. The Nuggets made the wrong
thing.
Pick.
Is like just that is weird. Anyways,
and I'm a Phoenix Suns fan because my grandparents moved to Arizona like when I was young, and because I like goat poop in the offices. Yeah, that's true. In that order, Beards, how are you feeling about your NBA team right now?
Pretty good. It only took 4 games for there to be a Kyrie Irving is destroying the Nets story.
It took 0 games for there to be a we don't have any players as good as Kyrie Irving anymore.
Kemba Walker's got more points through his first however many games than any other Celtic has ever.
Or we're trying to go to a...
They've got 3 guys scoring
Beards,
20 points
Beards,
a game.
You can say that's true for the Celtics. We're trying to use a professional franchise here is the watermark.
How many titles do your teams have combined?
Rudy, how have the Nuggets been this season?
Hey, we're currently second in the West, 5-2. We're ahead of the Suns only because we beat the Suns. In overtime.
Beards?
Yes?
Cut
at
the
one
music.
Point, when 3 of their players fouled out.
The Phoenix Suns, ladies and gentlemen, start the season by blowing out the Sacramento Kings. Ooh, dark horse playoff contender. Not anymore.
Nope.
They're over.
They stink.
The Suns said, hey, we're the team. We're actually
They've quit
you.
On their new coach 6 games in.
Second game for the Phoenix Suns. DeAndre Ayton has been suspended because the NBA has it out for Phoenix. They know that there's a dynasty brewing, and they don't want it to happen.
With Josh
they don't
Jackson.
Want it to happen in the Valley. What was that?
I said, yeah, that's the reason why. That's what happened to Josh Jackson.
He could have used some performance-enhancing drugs. I would have preferred that.
Yeah,
I'm sure that
would have been
sure
more
that four-month-old baby would have also. He's got a big, strong baby. Speaking of a big, strong baby, Nikola Jokic looks kind of like
that's
one.
That's actually fair. I'm not going to
Doesn't he
that.
Look kind of?
Yeah, he does.
He should grow a beard.
Yeah. Have you looked at him?
Probably couldn't
even
do that well.
He looks so old and so young.
He'd have the 7th best beard in Serbia.
Oh, that hurts. He has a great skill of looking old and young at the exact same time.
The Suns not yet recalibrated from their the fake news witch hunt that took out DeAndre Ayton. Losing overtime by 1 point to the fraud Denver Nuggets, who needed DeAndre Ayton out of that game because the Suns had a counter. To grown-up baby Nikola Jokic. And they had to call in a favor from Adam Silver. The Clippers come to town. Oh, Kawhi! Kawhi's the best player in the sport! Not anymore! The Suns beat him so bad that he's taken 7 straight games off afterwards. Suns win! After that, another 1-point loss to the Jazz. That's what it looks like whenever a team has a superstar on it, Rudy. In the Western Conference. Then they go to Golden State. They're whooping him up and down. And then I think Aaron Baines broke Steph Curry's hand. Was it Aaron Baines that fell on it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Baines, MVP candidate Aaron Baines, gets Golden State all the way out of here. Dynasty over.
Until next year when they have a top 5 pick.
Then they and go to Memphis.
Holy. It's not next year yet.
Go to Memphis. Oh, they got Ja Morant. This is the team that they're in a better rebuilding position than the Suns. Bleep out of here. That's a W. Eat it like Jameis Winston. The last undefeated team, eat the W like Jameis Winston.
Okay. I was thinking crab legs.
Only undefeated team in the league, bring them to the Valley. Let's see it. no Ayton, no Embiid. That's even. One in, one out. Yeah, absolutely. Two MVP caliber players. Two MVP caliber big men.
I mean, Ayton was drafted higher than Embiid.
Exactly. Means he's better. And the Suns beat the undefeated 76ers at home. The Phoenix Suns, I've been telling you all offseason about the 8-seed Phoenix Suns.
Sold them short.
I've been selling them damn short.
They're going to be the 8th pick in the NBA draft.
They've got two losses by a total of 2 points.
So can I be like a semi-realist for like 10 seconds here?
You guys can lick my boots.
I want to be a semi-realist here for 1 second.
You guys can fly straight into the sun. If you're going to say real NBA words, you say it with the NBA music underneath it. Damn it.
So, and I think it was the start of the 2013-14 season, the freshly processed tanking Sixers beat the defending champion Heat, the Wizards and the Bulls, start out 3-0, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, they're amazing! Then they won 19 games. I'm just saying, give it a month.
I'll take the over.
I'm just saying.
I'll take the over on 19 games.
Seven games, not three.
Yeah, this is a bigger sample size.
Okay.
You watching these games, Beards? You watch these games?
With the same logic, though, this also means, Beards, your Celtics are bound to trend downward a little.
You know, like whenever you tell a team to, or you tell anyone like before a play or whatever, like, hey, good luck. And so you don't say good luck out there. You wish them, you say, hey, break a leg.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wishing the Celtics good luck.
I don't know if that's possible. Do they have legs left to break?
Also, crazy stat from last night. Gordon Hayward's the first player since Wilt to have 16 two-pointers and make them all.
That's probably why Boston likes him so much.
Yeah.
That and no other reason.
He's got one good ankle and leg.
Whenever we come back, we're going to react to the leaks of the new Pokemon Starter Evolutions.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Because like, who's
give me a Bill Self like, Pokemon?
A Bill Self Pokemon. Let's see. Got to think of a big guy, preferably kind of like a low post kind of player. Onyx?
Which one's Onyx?
It's the big rock snake.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so I'm doing it more by visual. What's the evolution of the little yellow armadillo looking dude?
Oh, Sand Slash, I think is the last one. Gosh, I'm such a nerd.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Do we have music for this segment, Beards? We need to have, like, there is Pokemon theme song like that. You've got to have Pokemon music in the system somewhere, you think, right?
I don't think so, but I can add some for future days.
Can you sing it a cappella like Rudy is?
No.
To catch them is my real quest. Train them is my cause.
So Pokemon Sword and Shield comes out in like 10 days or something.
Yeah, November 15th.
And we around here have been talking a lot about the three starters. If you're not interested, this will be entertaining for 5 minutes. All right, you can handle it. So with the pre-order of one of the packages that I got, it's we're all going to end up with the game. I don't know how we'll figure out who ends up with which edition of Sword or Shield. It doesn't really matter. They have the same three starters. Mm-hmm. It's the Pokemon you start with at the beginning of the game. They follow you, you know, throughout the game, and they evolve as they go. We know what the first evolution of the starters looks like. That's been out for a long time. We've had many discussions about, hey, which one do I want the little plushy keychain of? Which we're all, because the three of us are going to put different ones.
Yeah.
That's established. That's the only thing that's been established.
We cannot
though.
Have the same one.
And the evolutions have not officially been released, but we believe that they have been leaked. And I'm going to show them to Rudy as we go. Beards and I have seen them already. So Beards, let's share our evaluations as we go.
So I have not seen these.
Grookey is the grass type monkey. Sobble is the sad looking lizard fish kind
depressed.
Of thing that's water type.
Just a little depressed.
Little sad. And then there's Score Bunny, which is a fire bunny, basically. The Energizer Bunny, but with some orange accents.
And flames.
Before we saw the evolutions, where were we each leaning? If in a vacuum, where would you pick?
I was leaning more towards Grookey, but I did love Sobble was creeping up.
It's
I still think
sad.
I was leaning towards Grookey.
I think I was either the fire or grass one. I didn't care which. I just didn't want the water one.
Yeah, I remember you not wanting water.
Beards is sad enough.
Buddy.
He doesn't need his Pokemon to also be sad.
Yeah.
I was very, very even on all three. Grookey
I thought
probably
you were, you were very, very sad.
That's nice. Was. Grookey is probably the third by a smidge. How much time do we have here, Beards?
1 minute.
That's not enough time. What happened to 57?
I said 56 after.
But didn't hear 54. That. Too far away from the microphone. It's also 54. What the hell? This is the Grookey evolution. He's a big, buff ape with a drum.
Whoa. Do we have middle evolutions here, or just the final?
I don't have them for you right now.
That's the final.
That's fine.
That's the final one. Sobble. What is this? It looks like... Here's what I've written. The Sobble evolution...
Looks like a skinny gecko.
It looks like the bastard child of Greninja, the linky Pokemon that wears his own tongue as a scarf, and Randall from Monsters, Inc., maybe loosely related to that platinum-haired assistant to Syndrome from The Incredibles. It's a little bit of that sexy spy energy. Not as much as What's-Her-Name, but still a little bit. Yes, sexy. And then the Score Bunny one is basically a shirtless bunny with
shorts.
MC Hammer shorts.
Yeah.
I'm pissed at Beards for ruining the end of this segment.
Yeah.
Everyone say your favorite one. Ready?
Grass!
Grookey!
Yeah, me too, I think. Bye, Mom.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.